Thank you for calling customer support. This is Lakey. How may I help you today?
Yes, ma'am. I did not authorize a purchase on my card.
All right. Let me see if I can get it pulled up for you. What's your zip code?
39042.
All right. And what's your first and last name?
Robin Jenny.
All right, and then verify your address for security purposes.
28 Crosswoods Road, Brandon, Mississippi.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so I have an account pulled up here. Did you take a survey to pick out a Dyson Vacuum 11?
It was what I was assuming was a survey to take a chance on one, not to purchase one.
That is correct. Yeah, so it is to take a chance on one. What you're actually paying for is not the vacuum. It's a meal planning app subscription that it comes whenever you put your information in for the vacuum, it automatically enrolls you into that.
No. Okay,
yes,
no.
All right, so would you like to continue at $20 a month?
No. Mm-mm.
All right, well, give us 1 second. Let's get this canceled out for you.
I wasn't able to cancel it until it actually showed that it had gone through, because when I saw it on my account, I had to wait a day or I would have already called. But I need that credited back to my card.
All right, let me see. Today, 29th. All right, so it looks like you signed up here on the 29th. Give me 1 second. Let me check something for you. All right, so as far as the refund goes, let me see. All right, so it looks like here what I can do for you on that charge. I can do a $45 refund, and there is a $5 non-refundable setup fee.
Okay, and why can't you do the whole amount?
Because that's what you authorize when you put your card in. What's the payment? $59.
It was deceitful.
So you're saying that you didn't see this information before you submitted it?
Mm-mm. Nope.
Yes, ma'am. Well, it's supposed to be, it's under the terms and conditions. I mean, I have had told customers to read it before they submit it, and they're saying that they do see the information.
It must have been very tiny. I did not see it. But if that's the best you can do, then, you know, that's what I have to accept.
Yes, ma'am. But yeah, it's serious. It's on there. Usually I'll tell them to pass their payment method and then read towards the bottom, and then that's when they see it.
Well, see, this is just going to be a lesson learned. That's all I can say, because I'm older,
uh-huh.
And most of the things that are on there when it's something like this seem to be either very tiny or it's not on the same page, or it's, you know, some type of thing to get you to send it in. So it's just, I'm just not going to do it anymore.
Oh, yes, I definitely understand that. One second. Computer's a little slow here.
It's okay.
I know. These computers, I tell you, when they work, they're okay. And when they don't, they're not. All
have some loud people in here. I apologize.
I know you're fine. I heard them in the background.
You can tell it's Friday. Oh, my word.
Oh, God. I know everybody's probably ready to get off and go home.
Yes, they are.
I am, too. Let me tell you. Oh, my God.
It's been a long week.
It really has. Jesus. Yes, ma'am, but I did go ahead and get you canceled. I'll even write down the cancellation number.
Yes. Let me get that real quick.
Okay.
Go ahead.
All right. It's going to be C as in Charlie. That's just for cancellation.
Okay.
All right. The number is going to be 920.
Okay.
493.
Okay.
599.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for your help. You've been a lot of assistance. I appreciate it.
You are definitely welcome. And just give that refund 3 to 5 business days to reflect on your Visa card. And if you don't see it, just call us back at this number.
Okay. Will do. Have a good weekend.
All right. You too. Thank you for calling customer support. Have a great weekend as well.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you. Goodbye.